Establishing a cue. Conventional trainers start with the cue, or command, before they begin training. Sit, they say. Then they push the dog into a sit. After many repetitions, the dog learns to sit in order to avoid being pushed around. And in due course, he also learns that the word sit is his chance to avoid being yanked around or pushed around by exhibiting the sit behavior. Conventional cues or commands are, in fact, conditioned negative reinforcers, as well as discriminative stimuli. In operant conditioning, on the other hand, with positive reinforcement, we shape the behavior first. Why, after all, would you want to tell the dog to do something it can't possibly understand yet? Once the behavior is secure, we shape the offering of the behavior during or right after some particular stimulus. For example, with the clicker and reinforcers, we develop the behavior of sitting, quickly, neatly, long and often, here on the grass and there on the rug, meeting many criteria, until the dog is offering us sits with great confidence in the hope of earning reinforcers. Now we introduce the cue as a sort of green light, a chance to earn reinforcers for that particular behavior. This kind of cue thus becomes a conditioned positive reinforcer. It is a guaranteed way to lead to reinforcement. There are several ways to introduce the cue. You may produce the cue just as the behavior is starting, reinforce the completion of the behavior, and then repeat this sequence at different times and in different locations, gradually backing up the cue in time until the cue comes before the behavior starts. By and by, the learner will identify the cue as the opportunity for that particular behavior to be reinforced, and when you say sit, the dog will sit. A second method, and this is what we used with the dolphins at Sea Life Park, is to alternate between cue and no cue. The behavior is happening frequently. You say sit and click the next sit. Then you let a sit or two go by unclicked and unreinforced. Then you say sit again and reinforce the sit that follows the cue. You are, in the same training session, reinforcing on-cue sits and extinguishing off-cue sits. Once your learner understands the rules, new cues can be attached to new behaviors practically instantly this way. However, difficulties may arise with green or inexperienced animals learning their first cue. The source of the difficulty is the process called extinction. Extinction refers to removing a reinforcer for a behavior that used to pay off. It is an aversive experience. We'll discuss it more in Chapter 4. Because it's an aversive experience, it may engender emotions. I have been soaked from head to foot by a dolphin irate over being unpaid for a behavior that had previously earned a fish. A third way to add a cue is to shape response to the cue as if it were behavior in itself. If this is a puppy's first clicker-trained behavior, you may find the puppy running in front of you and practically tripping you up to show you sits. Look, I'm doing it. See, I'm doing the thing. The clicker trainers would say that the dog is throwing sits at you. This is the perfect time to introduce a cue. The dog is ready to learn a cue, and you need to be able to tell the dog when sitting will work so that it doesn't volunteer the behavior right under your feet when you have your arms full of groceries. Here's how you do it. Get out the clicker and treats, say sit, and click the first tiny movement of rump toward the ground, not the whole behavior, just the start of the movement. Toss the food so the dog has to get on its feet to eat. Again, say sit, and again click the sit before it's complete. You can make the cue very broad, add a hand signal, body English, speak very clearly, be sure to cease all these auxiliary cues the instant you click. Often in this fashion, one can get a vigorous on-cue sit in just a few clicks. You then return to clicking the sit after the cue, but when the rump is fully on the ground, so the dog doesn't start making a habit of half-sits. The next step is to intersperse some other well-learned behavior, perhaps calling the pup over to be patted, between bouts of giving and reinforcing the new sit cue. The last step is to shape the behavior of waiting for the cue, half a second, then a second, then 3 seconds, until the dog is visibly attending to you and not offering behavior until the cue comes. When that's done, you can start fading out all those auxiliary cues and just use the word. You have developed cue response as an operant behavior in itself, intentionally offered in the hope of gaining reinforcers. In my observation, this is the fastest way to establish both individual cues and the generalization that cues are indicators of which behavior to perform. At one of my seminars, a woman brought a 4-month-old black Labrador puppy just adopted from a kennel. On Saturday at the lunch break, I helped her shape the puppy's first clicker-trained behavior, lying down. I feel I am safe in saying that this puppy was clueless, innocent of any training whatsoever. It took a long time just to get the puppy to notice that what it was doing had some effect on the arrival of treats. That afternoon, everyone practiced shaping cue recognition. The next day, at the lunch break, this same owner and same puppy came to my side. Let me show you what the puppy has learned. Guess what this puppy had learned in 24 hours in a hotel room? Sit, down, roll over, come. A super high five in which the little puppy rolled its weight to the left and threw its right paw straight up as far as it could reach into the air. And also the beginnings of a retrieve. All on cue. All were given rapid fire, correct, and in any order. The puppy, furthermore, was electrified, a totally different dog, attentive, full of fun, focused on its owner, muscles all engaged, ready for a great life.